Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, October 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Investor News Breaks. Sustain Southern California to host 16th annual energy event focused on clean energy and decarbonization. Sustain Southern California is set to host its 16th annual energy event on October 16, 2025, at the Cove at UCI Beale Applied Innovation in Irvine, California. The conference will bring together over 200 leaders, investors, and policymakers to discuss clean energy and decarbonization solutions. Key topics include renewables, hydrogen, nuclear, natural gas, and energy storage. Sustain SoCal aims to advance sustainability in the region through clean tech-driven initiatives. For more information, visit the Sustain SoCal website.
American Friends Service Committee launches historic Hispanic celebrity PSA campaign, Immigrants Make Our Communities Stronger. The American Friends Service Committee, AFSC, has launched a historic Hispanic celebrity PSA campaign titled Immigrants Make Our Communities Stronger. This bilingual, nonpartisan initiative features trusted voices from entertainment and activism to highlight the contributions of immigrants and counter harmful narratives. Nearly half of the U.S. foreign-born workforce is Latino, driving key sectors and contributing to 80% of the U.S. labor force growth. The campaign, supported by cultural leaders like Dolores Huerta, aims to humanize immigrant communities and advocate for equitable immigration policies. Latino immigrants represent 52% of all Latino-owned employer businesses, and Hispanic-owned firms employ 3 million workers nationwide. Immigrants paid $579 billion in U.S. taxes in 2022, including $96.7 billion from undocumented immigrants. This powerful campaign aims to remind everyone that immigrants are an integral part of America's fabric. Hank's Pasta Bar officially returns October 17 as takeout and delivery only, marking National Pasta Day. Hank's Pasta Bar will officially reopen on October 17, 2025, coinciding with National Pasta Day, as a takeout and delivery-only concept. Chef Jamie Leeds aims to bring back the beloved Hank's Pasta Bar experience to homes. The menu includes ready-to-order classics like linguine with pistachio pesto and shrimp and customizable pasta bowls. Sustainable ingredients and eco-friendly packaging are used, including imported pasta from Italy. Orders can be placed online at hankspastabar.com for delivery and pickup in Alexandria and surrounding areas. Hank's Pasta Bar is partnering with Real Food for Kids to support nutrition equity. The brand is known for high quality, generous portions, and convenient ordering, offering a variety of pasta options.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.